You're very welcome to Lorna Parka here on WLR, ahead of a Super Saturday of clashes between Waterford and Tipperary. The show is brought to you by our new sponsors, Waterford Insulation and Carbon Electrical, Westside Business Park, Old Kilmeaden Road, Waterford. Jam-packed show as always. Former Daisha manager Michael Ryan will preview Saturday's big match in Welsh Park, and we'll hear what Tip boss Liam Cal had to say after last weekend's heavy loss to Limerick. The Waterford Camogie team also have a massive encounter with the Premier County. Jerry Wallace and Kate Lynch will chat about Saturday's Munster semi-final in Golden. And later in the hour, we'll reflect on a massive result for the Waterford minor hurlers. But first,
the Cork crowd are roaring. There's 2 points.
Time is up.
2 points between the sides. It's a case of what time is left. Patrick Fitzgerald wins it over on the sideline.
Great ball.
Patrick Curran steadies it. Oh, great hook from behind. Patrick Curran, the second attempt.
It's over.
Yes. It's over the bar. What a score by the young man, Fred Cornelia. He did it for the minors on the open 20s. Now he's done it for a senior.
It's all over.
And Waterford have beaten Cork for the first time in legal championships in 2022. Davy said, trust us to come right on the 21st of April. My God, have we come right. We've beaten Cork here, and nothing can counter every one of the players that started, the subs that came on, a team performance, if ever to need it. Davy Fitzgerald, we take our hat off to you. Took a lot of criticism, but the players as well. Brian, that's a win for the ages.
Ah, yeah, look, it's what, you know, this is a huge boost for Waterford. To win here, your first game in the Munster Championship, to say you need to win your home game, this is hugely important, hugely crucial. You know, and it sets Waterford up for the rest of the Munster Championship.
So 2 weeks after a thrilling win over Cork, it's back to Welsh Park on Saturday evening for another Munster blockbuster between Waterford and Tipperary. Of course, it'll be our George Corbett scored a big match here on WLR. I'll be joined in the commentary box by Fergal Hartley, and our coverage gets underway at 5:45. Well, former Daisha boss Michael Ryan is on the line to set the scene for Saturday's encounter. Michael, how vital is this game for both teams?
I think every game in the Munster Championship is absolutely vital to us, but this is really vital, particularly from Tipperary's point of view. I mean, they were well beaten the last day. They'd be very disappointed with that performance, beaten by 15 points by Limerick. And for Waterford, of course, it's their second of two home games. They already have 2 points on the board. And, you know, going to Clare or going to Limerick are difficult tasks. So they will see this game as an ideal opportunity to get 4 points on the board. And if they should do that, you know, they'll be gone a fair way towards getting into the knockout stages. Not completely sure, but certainly it would be a big stepping stone.
And given the history Liam Cal has with Waterford, Michael, and the back and forth in the media between himself and Davy Fitzgerald over the past couple of seasons, how much spice does that add to this fixture?
I'd say it's fair to say there's no love lost between the two guys. No doubt about that. You know, they haven't made any secret of that. But I think it'll be more than that. Like, it'll be, okay, you have two management teams and you have two managers desperate to win. But at the end of the day, these things normally come down to the players, and it's about producing the performance on the day. And Waterford had a really good performance against Cork. And, you know, they surprised a lot of people. And in fairness, it has to be said, it was the first time they had a full panel of players, virtually a full panel of players to select from, you know, and Tighe was back at centre-back and he was absolutely colossal. So they're coming off for a really, really good performance. And, at the end of the day, Tomás, managers can do and say all they like, but it's what happened between the white lines that wins the match. So I think it'll be the players that decide this match.
And speaking of the players, Michael, Waterford have named an unchanged team for this game. But looking at the subs, Shane Bennett and Peter Hogan are back from injury and listed on the 26. How much of a boost is that?
I think it's a big boost because, you know, they're two good players, and Peter Hogan gets around the pitch and, you know, he can get a score. He can also take ball off defenders and carry it forward. And Shane Bennett is a really good hurler, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, from all of us' point of view, I suppose, I wonder, will those two teams line out? I mean, we've seen dummy teams in the past. I see that Conor Stakelam and Carl Barrett are on the squad for Tipperary as well. So if it's the same team, it'll line out. But it certainly does give them more options. They're experienced players. They've played at the highest level. Peter has won an All-Ireland club medal, and Shane Bennett has played, you know, in big games in Croke Park and around the country. So it certainly is a boost. But, you know, it's a question of getting the mix right on the day.
Liam Cahill said after the Limerick loss last weekend, Michael, that there would be consequences following that result. How surprised are you that they've named an unchanged team?
Yeah, that's why I'm wondering, are they going to play an unchanged team? But maybe he's given fellas a chance, because Tipperary were very poor on the day, no question about that. I think they'll say to themselves, you know, we're capable of playing much better than that. And I think they will produce a big performance to us. You know, I think Tipperary will produce a big performance. So maybe Liam Kyle and his management team are saying to the players, you know, you were so poor the last day, you're much better than that, go and prove it.
Given that you're living so close to the Tipperary border, Michael, in Ballymacarbery, like, what's the mood music around Tipperary since that heavy defeat to Limerick?
Well, I've been around Clonmel and a few places in Tipperary recently, Thomas. I've never seen it so low. I mean, literally, the spectators seem to have given up on this team. You know, they were, before the game, they had no great hopes. And after the game, you know, their comment was, I told you so, I told you this is going to happen. So they're certainly at a very low ebb. But having said that, if they were, the confidence can't be great either, you know. But having said that, if Tipperary were to get a good start and get an early goal and, you know, take off, anything could happen. But Tipperary supporters certainly are not confident about this game or any game at the moment.
And like on the flip side, Michael, like Waterford fans are probably full of expectation now after that win over Cork. What impressed you about that Daisha display last time out?
Well, right from the throw-in, they took the game to Cork, and I suppose Jamie Byrne put down the marker early on, careered through the middle of the Cork defence and struck a great goal off his left-hand side. But, you know, they ran at the Cork defence every opportunity they got, and even when Cork threatened to come back into the game, they responded all day long. Thought their hurling was really, really good. They were sharp around the pitch. Their attitude was good. They were mad for work, and they tackled and chased and hooked and blocked and took on people at every opportunity. And they were really like a team on fire on the day, you know, even though, I mean, people will point to the fact that Cork lost two players at different stages of the game. But, you know, I think Waterford were probably worth more than the 3-point win. I think, you know, they could have won by more. But a really good performance. It's something we've been waiting for a couple of years. Probably didn't see that performance since the league final up in Cork a couple of years ago. So really impressed. But the trick is now to build on that and move on.
You speak about the way Waterford ran at that Cork defence last time out, Michael. Will they take the same approach to this Tipperary game on Saturday?
Well, I'd say they'll try and take the same approach. But remember, Liam Kyle would know the Waterford players inside out. And I'm sure they'll pay a bit of attention to fellas like Jamie Byrne and Stephen Bennett and all that. I wouldn't be surprised to see those players man-marked on the day. Michael Breen may go on Stephen Bennett. You know, there will be a few options. But, you know, I think they will take that kind of an approach. But at the end of the day, you know, it's about playing well. It's hurling in the moment and taking the game by the scruff of the neck and getting a few breaks as well. And on Cork will probably say they've been a bit unlucky in the two championship games up to now, but sometimes you make your own luck. But I think the first 15 minutes of this game tomorrow is going to be absolutely huge. And I'm expecting to see a real physical encounter early on. I think, you know, Tipperary will put down markers around the pitch early on, and Waterford won't shy away from those. So discipline could be an absolute key in this game, because we've seen what happened to Cork in two games. Players sent off in two successive games. So to keep our discipline, and, you know, from Waterford's point of view, Jamie was sent off in the league game up in Tullow. So it's very important that I can't ever remember Jamie being sent off before. So, you know, so discipline is going to be key. Keeping your head, keeping your mind, using the ball really, really well. And the pitch is great, and getting the home crowd behind us. And apparently there's not a big Tipperary crowd travelling down to the game, so hopefully the Waterford supporters will be there in full voice. And, you know, like they did against Cork, start well, give the spectators something to shout about, and then, you know, the whole thing will move on from there.
You mentioned Jamie Byrne there, like, he really marked his 100th appearance in style with that goal against Cork and that man of the match display. How important is he to Waterford's chances of victory?
I think he's an absolutely crucial player. I mean, Tommy Welshen in the commentary said he's the heartbeat of the team. I mean, I rate Jamie Byrne. I think in the conversation of the greatest Waterford hurlers of all time, Jamie Byrne has to be in that conversation. And we've had some really good players over the years. That's how important he is. And, you know, he's playing a slightly different role in the last day. He wasn't out around the middle so much. He was probably drifting across the half-back line. And he can score off his left or off his right. He has great energy. We always feel there's a goal in Jamie. And he scored 1-3, which is a phenomenal achievement. And, you know, over the years, he's done this. This is no surprise. This isn't new for Jamie Byrne, but he's a top player. And if he were to play well, it would be an important part of the team doing well, because he's absolutely key.
How do you call it, Michael?
Well, I think, you know, Tipperary are going to be much better. I've no doubt about that. I think they're going to really put it up to Waterford on the day. But I'm expecting Waterford. I wouldn't put the house on it. I'm expecting Waterford to win the game, because I think, you know, they're in a good vein of form at the moment. And when you think about it, Tomás, the last three times Waterford played Tip in the Championship, Waterford won. So they're beating to beat him four times in a row, and that's made it. I hope the law of averages isn't kicking in here, but no, it's a fair indicator, because I'd say that has never happened in the past. So a huge game, Waterford to edge it, but it's going to be some battle.
And there's going to be some battle in Wexford Park as well, Michael, in the Leinster Championship. Wexford versus Galway, 4 o'clock start, also on Saturday. What way do you see this one going?
Well, it's hard to know what's happened in Wexford, you know, because I thought they were doing reasonably well. They had an OK league campaign, and it's a big game for them. I mean, caught by Dublin at the post, you know, and two late goals in injury time, you know, and even when the first goal was scored, they got a point to go back 3 points up again and still lost the lead again. Went to Antrim last week, I saw the highlights of that game, and in fairness, they were beaten fair and square. And, you know, disappointing for Wexford is Conor McDonald is back, Lee Chin is back. A few of their better players are back, so it's a huge game for them. You never know with Galway. I mean, Galway are a frustrating sort of team. They could beat anybody on the day and then turn out the next day and not be consistent. I think you're going to see a big performance from Wexford. They may just edge it, but if they are going to do that, they're going to have to improve considerably right around the pitch from what they've done up to now.
Well, former Waterford manager Michael Ryan, thanks a million for taking our call, as always, and enjoy all the games on Saturday.
You're welcome, Tomás.
Kylie wins it back to Jack Prendergast. Jack back to Jamie. Jamie in space. Jamie on the sideline. Jamie with a beauty. Jamie with a brilliant point. Could have lost the opportunity there. Kylie just tried to flick it away, but got the ball back out to Jamie. What a score. Literally on the sideline. Jamie at his brilliant best today.
Lorne na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
As Michael Ryan mentioned there, confidence is low in Tipperary ahead of Saturday's big match. Last Sunday, they suffered their heaviest defeat to Limerick since 1947. This is what Liam Cahill had to say to reporters after the game.
Look, again, I say it, like, these boys are training fierce well, but I don't know what's the case with them coming to the match day feed. It just doesn't seem to be happening for them. But look, we'll stay with them. We'll stay sticking with them. There are a lot of, you know, newer guys in there today again, and it's, you know, I suppose in hindsight, like, we have to put real perspective on this. You know, we made massive gains very quickly last year, got a quick bounce, but I think it's really coming to fruition now to everybody that this thing is going to take a little bit of time until this team totally transitions into I suppose a new established side, and there's a good bit of lessons to be learned for everybody involved to make that happen.
Liam, was it the whites in the first half? I think you were 7 from 17 in the first half. I know the wind was against you, but it just allowed Limerick to get a foothold in the game. Because you turned it into that game early on with hits and tackles, and it felt like you were keeping pace with them.
Yeah, we did. But again, there was a 5 or 6 minute period where suddenly we went from maybe one down or two down to 4 or 5 all of a shot, you know. So, yeah, look, you have to take everything that's on offer at this level. And I know the wind was difficult, but, you know, I just felt our energy again of supporting the man on the ball, and especially getting to breaks there in the second half. There was an amount of breaks just picked up easily by Limerick around that middle area that we just couldn't get a handle on. And look, it's there. There's no doubt we have the players. It's just to get them all switched on the same day is the thing. And, you know, we're going to work hard over the next couple of days now to try and make that happen for a massive game in Welsh Park in 6 days' time.
As a management team, did you feel like you were still in it? 43 minutes on the clock. You bring the boys off the bench to get those 2 points. It's a 4-point game before Gallagher gets that goal. Did you feel like you were right in the mix?
We felt we had a chance, but we always felt that we were still kind of hurling at half throttle, really, you know. We felt we were still in the game. There was 4 points, as you said. And then the net rattles down here with the Gallagher goal really just sucks the life out of you. And I think really we didn't really respond to that well at all after the Gallagher goal, to be fair.
Liam, just you mentioned kind of the lack of energy. Was that a surprise to you, or could you sense it at all coming into today or in the warm-up or anything like that?
No, Paul. Their touch, everything was good in the warm-up. It's just, I don't know, it's Munster Championship hurling. You have to be ready to battle, and these lads will battle. You know, we're not going to take this line down. We're going to, you know, there's still 6 points on offer. People have to remember that. 6 points on offer, you know, there are 3 big games. Yes, we'll be underdogs in every single one of them. You know, we'll be going to Welsh Park next weekend, as I've said. A Waterford team that have really found their mojo now. It looks like, you know, the players have really, in Waterford, you know, gone after a style of play that suited them really well in the past. And they implemented that really well last weekend. And, you know, they're a team above all teams, really don't fear Tipperary, you know, and look, I'm partly, myself and Mikey Beams are partly to blame for that, I suppose, but they will not feel one bit intimidated by Tipperary coming to Welsh Park, and that's the challenge that lies ahead, and, you know, we just have to be ready for it, and if we're not, you know, we're going to be in big trouble.
What will you need to bring in 6 days' time, Liam?
What?
What will you need to bring to Welsh Park in 6 days' time?
Oh, sure, we have to bring everything that wasn't there today. We need to bring massive energy and aggression. The Waterford are a very athletic team. You know, they're up to 18 months ago, they were branded as the second best team in the country. You know, their former manager said whoever beats them goes up the steps of the Hogan Stand. You know, that's the reality of it. The same said person I haven't heard sign a light of him for the last 18 months, but that's there, it's in print. They are a serious team, and they've, as I said, the players seem to have found their style now that really suits them, and had them, you know, in an All-Ireland final, semi-final, league, national league title, and they're humming in all cylinders, and we'll just have to be really ready to take them on.
Given what happened last year and the history that's there, is the perfect game to bounce back from this one?
Oh sure, look, a really perfect game. They're all massive games in Munster. This is just an absolute animal pit to try and come out of. And, you know, Welsh Park, Páirc Uí Chaoimh, Thurles, you know, Gaelic grounds, they're all seriously difficult venues to go to. And, like, it's a game we just have to throw off the shackles and have a good think about our personnel for the week. And, you know, there'll have to be consequences after today. Some players just it didn't run for them, and they're going to have to make way for the next fella to give them a chance. And, I know there was a lot of talk during the week about Tip not having a settled team. Like, that's, you know, that doesn't really concern me. Like, we felt we had a very settled team coming in today with the way we trained. We loaded up our team as best we could to tackle Limerick in the areas that we knew they'd give us concern, and put legs and speed into our team. And that's what we'll do. We'll try and do again now for 6 days' time.
Lorne Na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.